You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to On the Couch, with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch. The couch feels good today, doesn't it? Kick your feet up and enjoy, because as always, I have a fascinating show. It's going to help you out. It's going to give you some insight into the way you think, and the way you live, and how you live, and how you think, your thoughts, and your actions, and behaviors, and you know, all that stuff. This is what we're talking about today, is improving your life in general. And if you guys have any questions, by the way, or comments, I invite you to call in before we even get started and before I talk about my special in-studio guest. You can call me, as always, at 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. Or if you're shy, you don't want to get your voice on the air, you can, of course, email me right here on LA Talk Radio. It's hooked up to it. We're all hooked up to it. DOC Michelle with two L's. DocMichelle at AOL.com. If you have some questions about what we're talking about, which is basically a lot of the principles of the law of attraction. You know, I talk about that all the time, guys. And you know, as a clinical psychologist, I have to frame it in a way of, I don't have to. What am I saying? I don't have to do anything. But I need to sometimes frame it in the focus of cognitive behavioral therapy, because, I mean, that's what I was trained to do. And you know that I come from a more spiritual point of view. Spiritual, we can go over that description in a little bit, folks. No, I'm not. Don't get me started. Don't start writing me these, oh, Dr. Michelle's going off on her airy-fairy stuff again. Uh-uh. This is real stuff. This is cognitive behavioral thought, law of attraction, how we attract what we want in our lives today. And it's physics, and it's real, just because we can't see it. It's real stuff, guys. So let me first of all invite my in-studio guest on the air here. Hey, Shia, nice to have you with me.
Hey. It is nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
You know, you're welcome. My pleasure. I heard you on Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LA Talk Radio, and I said, I need to have Shia on my show because you really inspire those kids and young adults and adults and older adults.
Thank you.
Your messages are so loving and so helpful, and I just really appreciate everything that you were talking about on his show. So,
thank you. I appreciate that, and I appreciate him and you. Aww. Thank you.
Well, let me introduce you a little bit. Shia, Prince Eternal, have studied shamanism for over 15 years.
Yes,
and your wide range of experiences, as I'm understanding it, you are facilitator, executive administrator of Aphrasia Temple of Woman, teacher and life coach of Dragon Light Keepers, love that, high priestess, ordained minister, self-empowerment, self-love specialist. Boy, do we need that. You're a shaman, and your goals, as I'm reading your bio here, I'm just taking it right off the sheet, but this is what I really love about your work. Self-empowerment, motivational school rallies, lectures, workshops, concerts, spiritual and emotional healing.
Coaching.
Coaching. Yes. You're doing it all. So, and so much of your work is Abraham inspired, as we talk about.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
So, Abraham Hicks, so you guys have heard me talk about Abraham Hicks. You know, Esther Hicks gives lectures, speaks, talks about Abraham, who, you know, comes sort of from her higher self, but she's a gifted, beautiful, spiritual woman, and she has so many wonderful things to say.
Yes.
So, what was it that sort of helped you get into the teachings of Abraham Hicks to spread the word?
Well, first of all, I heard about her through a friend of mine, mm-hmm. who is a doctor, teacher, spiritual leader as well. And she told me, you might want to check out one of these CDs and check out the website, AbrahamHicks.com. Mm-hmm. So I did check it out. One of the first books of theirs that I read was Ask and It Is Given. I was floored.
That's a really powerful book. It really is.
It really, really is. Yeah. I was so inspired. So then I dug a little bit deeper and found out that Esther Hicks and Jerry were allowing the inspiration. Jerry Hicks was her husband. And they allowed that this conglomerate of spirit energy, mm-hmm. from the non-physical, mm-hmm. to flow through Esther. Mm-hmm. Esther relaxes her energy, if I'm understanding correctly, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and then that energy flows inspiration through her. Mm-hmm. And I've heard Abraham say they don't prefer to be called channeling.
Right.
It's inspiration, yeah. flowing through Esther Hicks.
Right.
So, yeah. It is the most profound. In answer to your question, what turned me on to it is the fact that here was teaching that says you can take total control of your life. You can totally take control of what happens in your experience. Mm-hmm. You can think good thoughts and make other good things come. And the simplicity of it, mm-hmm. was what really, really floored me. It's like, what? You mean if I'm thinking certain thoughts, I'll bring more of those thoughts? And to me, that was fantastic. Mm-hmm. That was, yeah. fantastic.
Yes. It is. It's mind-blowing. You know, it really
it is.
And we have, like, when I say we, I don't mean we, the conscious we of, you know, a lot of psychologists. We have, you know, there are theories, mm-hmm. about in your neural patterns, thoughts that wire together. So, you know, we have these thoughts and they roll.
Right,
and so
right.
It's physiologically based. So we create more fears by thinking more fearful things. We create more chaos by putting out the chaos behaviorally and all that stuff. But also
collectively.
Oh, mm-hmm. my goodness. And mm-hmm. also, you know, but it's about sort of teaching us how to take care of our feelings and our thoughts and our actions and just sort of chilling out a little bit more.
Yes.
As Esther says.
Basking.
There you go. Asking. And, you know, we'll talk about the four steps,
yes.
too, that they sort of suggest to kind of allow your life to be a little happier and more joyful. And
exactly.
You know.
Exactly. No, I was saying basking.
It sounded like,
basking. Yes, basking, because
yes.
you said chill out a little bit.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that's along with chilling out. It's like doing things that feel good. Because here's the secret. You're in the hot tub. You're just feeling so good. Or you're out to the beach.
Yeah.
And you're just looking at the wonderful water, yeah. and just chilling out, basking in the wonder, mm. of it, basking in the blessings that are surrounding you, just how good it feels,
mm-hmm.
how the trees look wonderful, the mountains or whatever your landscaping may look like, because the wonderful thing is there's always beauty around you no matter where you are. Even
there
the snow is beautiful when you look out the window at all of that white glory.
Mm.
Everything is beautiful in terms of nature and things like that. So basking, chilling, brings your mind, it kind of releases resistance. It
yes.
kind of gets your mind in a better place where you're like, oh, Yes. Feels good. When you release that, you can allow the things you want. You can allow yes. better thinking, better thoughts. And that goes back to what you're saying, Doc.
And I love the way that you talk about releasing resistance, because that's one of the concepts that I try to sort of help people with and teach. Mm-hmm. But and I know you really do. Can you elaborate a little bit more on how, you know, what that means? You know, releasing resistance. That's releasing the resistant thoughts and fears yes. and stuff, right?
Yes, yes. It's releasing. Well, let me back up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Every person that is in this physical experience is more than just that physical person. Mm. We are absolutely like two people, because the big part of us, the non-physical part of us that we came from, we just flowed some of that part into our body. Mm. Now I'm going to give you about, you know, I'm going to let that sink in okay. for a bit, because I know that's different. It's a different concept.
It is.
It's a different concept, but that is one of the things, major things that I learned from Abraham and their teachings, and that I was inspired with. This is totally Abraham-inspired teaching. Mm-hmm. And we are source energy. Mm-hmm. So the source energy is that larger part of us. I'm trying to describe it with my hands as if you can see me. But
yes.
But the source energy yeah. is that part that some people have called God, yes. goddess, Buddha. Yeah.
Sure.
You know, we Allah. There's different ways we have related to that wonderful energy that I choose to call source energy, after being taught that with the Abraham mm-hmm. teachings. Mm-hmm. So that part of us, each of us individually, also have an expression even in that part. And then a part of that expression flows through our bodies. Mm-hmm. We chose to flow it through so we can experience some of these wonderful things that we experience mm-hmm. in the physical body. Riding bicycles, yeah. laughing, playing, going on vacations, going on cruises, having sex, having love time, cuddling, whatever. All of it comes through the being in the physical body. In the non-physical, we don't experience that.
Mm-hmm.
So now we
yes.
have this interaction between the physical and the non-physical. And yes. it is fantastic.
Yes. And, you know, you talk about, you know, the spirit, whoever you call the higher power, you know, you
yes.
give all the names to it and everything. And I have clients who come in and say, yeah, but here they come. Yeah, but I, let's see, have... grown up in a family of heavy duty, you know, my dad told me that if I didn't go to the priest and confess my sins, that I was going to hell eternally, and mm-hmm. I have a lot of fear. So when I became an adult, I realized that this whole spirit God thing is hogwash, and it's to control the masses.
Okay.
So what... Right? So, you know, I don't think that there is. I'm an atheist, and I don't think there is any higher power, because, you know, show me. And I learned that all this stuff was so dogmatic that it put fear into my heart. So I choose not fear. What would you say to this guy who I see occasionally?
Well, as we were just speaking of, what is the resistance? Resistance is anything that is keeping us from that connection, that alignment with who we really are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if this guy came to me, I would say, well, if that's making you happy, does that feel good? Then mm-hmm. I'm happy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. it's not about attempting to make somebody feel like I do or believe like I do or even resonate with who I resonate with. We all have diverse ways of resonating. We don't have to resonate with this. If we all resonated with the same thing, it would be quite a boring world.
Gosh, it would, wouldn't it?
It would be boring.
Yeah.
But what I would focus on with this guy, if he was coming and he said, well, all of this is hogwash, blah, 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 blah. But I go, well, that's fine. Are you happy? You know, are you happy?
Yeah, you seem kind of angry to me, young man.
Yeah, if you're happy, right. if you feel good, yeah, yeah. then hey, yeah. I'm happy for you. And if you're happy being angry, then go ahead with that, too.
There you go.
Go with that. Just flow with what makes you feel good.
Right.
And if you're interested in a higher quality life, if you're interested in being happy and feeling good, I will be happy to assist you with some tools that you might be interested in.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect, because you know that is a real, that's another way of kind of spinning it, because I mean, our whole, again, you know, in therapy, it's like, you're angry, we got to do some anger management. So okay, you know, and that in itself, you know, because I have all the, you know, printouts and all the information and all the tutorials that I work with people on, that, you know, steps, behavior steps and ways to think and all that,
right?
But if they're perpetuating that continual, which is kind of resistant, you know, that's, there you go, with the resistance of, nope, I choose to be, that. That is a really very cool way of looking at it, to say, does, you know, how do you feel? If you're angry, go on with it.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Go ahead.
It's
enjoy
okay.
that. Anger is actually empowering.
It,
you know?
So it's better on the
It's
the
better on the vibrational scale than depression and the lower levels. Depression is a lower vibrational level. Anger is a step higher. And then, but, you know, you don't want to just live in anger.
Yes.
I mean, it's ideal if you bring that up to frustration. And that's another Abraham-inspired thing, this whole moving up the vibrational scale. So then it's frustration. And then you take that on up to hope. And then you take that on up to feeling good enough to jump back in the vortex.
Yes,
and
exactly.
The vortex is the feeling good place and space. That's when we are aligned with that greater part of us, that inner being, that part of us that we came from.
Yes, exactly. And I wanted to get into this a little bit later, but I mean, let's go for it now, because you know, this is great. We hear, you know, Esther talk about the concept of, and this also goes with the cognitive therapy, but you know, and writing affirmations, or our book of positive aspects, which we can talk about too, but you know, that try to have the next best thought or feeling to slowly get out of your funky place you're in. So you know, I wake up in the morning, I'm gonna just give a scenario, and then you help me. Okay,
help me
I'm waking up and, oh God, I got some bills to pay. Oh, I have to have my relatives who I really dislike come over for the holidays. I have to sit across from drunk uncle again at the table, and he's insulting and he makes everybody feel icky. Okay. Oh darn, I have to get in that traffic today. I have the most obnoxious boss that I have to go see at work. And, oh, my God. First thing, wake up. Boom, 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 boom.
All right.
So,
all right.
Well, I'm feeling, let's just say, I'm making this up. This is.
Right.
I'm feeling frustrated, like helpless, angry. I'm angry. And just like this is a drudgery, just crawling through this day again. So how can I get to the next best thought feeling that's really going to work for me, instead of some corny affirmation that says, I am happy, I love my boss, I am beautiful, I love traffic, and my drunk uncle is just such a sweetheart. You know, you can't go there, because you don't truly believe this stuff. You have to go little bit, like little bit.
So. Yes. You have to go with where you have access to. And that does happen in steps. I love to use the analogy of the baby. So if this person comes to me and they tell me that they're having all this is going on. First of all, I would say, are you interested in changing those type of thoughts patterns? Mm-hmm. Are you interested in that? Because if you're coming to me for coaching and teaching in a way to change that, then I'm going to suggest certain things that will help you to change those patterns of thinking. For example, let's start with the waking up a certain way. Mm-hmm. Well, another thing that I've learned from Abraham-inspired teachings is that if you go to bed a certain way, you're going to wake up that way.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to bed in anger,
yes.
You go to bed in frustration, you go to bed in depression. Boom, you wake up, you're going to go right, because you've released the resistance during your sleep.
Yes.
Everything is like brand new when you wake up, but you still take up from where you left off last night.
Right.
And that's why I have learned get it together that night.
Yes, ma'am.
Get it together that night. Start appreciating every, oh, the bed feels so good, and I'm so appreciative that I have a bed, that I have a roof over my head, that I'm in a home, that I'm warm, that I have cover to pull up over me, that I ate a good meal for dinner, and I'm getting ready to have a nice little snack, and I'm just feeling good. I can turn on some good music if I want to. I can do things that make me feel good right now, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that I'm happy in my body, and that I can walk or talk, or even if you can't walk, you can see or hear, or even if you can't see, you can hear. Even if you can't hear, you can see. There's all kinds of things for everyone to be thankful for and mm-hmm. to appreciate. Mm-hmm. So if we take ourselves into that space of appreciation at night, then we connect that dot with the next morning. Mm. We can also pre-pave the next day. Mm-hmm. We can say, tomorrow's going to be a delicious day. Tomorrow's going to be a wonderful day.
Yes.
I totally do this so that I can have a good day the next day. And I notice when I forget to do it, or when I go through some type of contrast and I'm more focused on that, mm-hmm. which brings mm-hmm. me to what else you were mentioning about the traffic and this and that. It's all about what we focus on.
Exactly.
Because when we're in traffic, we have a choice. We can focus on, wow, look at this. All of the traffic is predominantly flowing together in one vibration. We want to get where we're going without getting in a wreck, an accident, being hit, whatever. Nobody wants that. I don't care how angry they are. They can be really pitching a bitch.
Yeah.
But no matter what they're thinking about, the traffic is this, or move over, or why don't you get over there, and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. You know, sometimes I'm talking to my daughter, and she's like, get over there. What are you doing? Well, what? What? And I said, miracle, okay, I'm going to let you go.
That's right. But I don't let backseat drivers in my vortex. You know?
But the thing is, if we focus on, hey, mm-hmm. the traffic is predominantly going well, mm-hmm. let me be thankful for that.
Yes.
I'm thankful that the traffic is predominantly going well. So it's all about what we choose to focus on. Mm-hmm. That's what it's about, what we choose to focus on.
Exactly.
When we focus more on what's positive, then we're going to bring more positive. So this person that would come to me with all of these different things that you're talking about, I would just suggest gently. Gently is one of my favorite words mm-hmm. because it kind of takes people off of defense.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
It does.
So may I gently suggest
that
you think more about the good things that are happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then more good things will come, because the law of attraction will so work with you. It'll be so on your side. It's not that it's not on our side when we're thinking bad thoughts, but it is what it is. If we're thinking negative thoughts, more negative thoughts are going to come.
That's right.
If we're thinking rolls. Positive, more positive will come.
It just does. It really does. I was and I just wanted to add really to it. And I talk about sleep. I have a lot of people with sleep issues, or you know, dreaming, and so I talk a lot about sleep. And we know the studies of, you know, certain brain waves, and there's the alpha, you know, and then we get a little deeper into the theta and the delta and the REM sleep and all that. And they do say that if you the REM is where we work it out, supposedly, that's a theory. But if you can go into that sleep state and go into those deeper stages, and so you are sort of programming, it's almost like self-hypnosis, your subconscious, and you kind of wake up and gentle, in a gentler place, not wake up and say, damn that boss, I have to get up, and you know, right? If you program yourself into a gentler thought before, and gentle is a great word, because I tell a lot of people who come again to see me, and I say, so tell me what you're experiencing within the last week. How have your thoughts changed? And they sometimes come back with words like, well, I had a horrible thing happen on, you know, Wednesday, and they go in, and then there was this disgusting, and I felt like that my guts were being pulled out. I go, hold the phone here. Let gentle words. Let's just switch up those words. Let's just go gentle. Yes. What's a better word than horrible?
Yeah, good job. Yeah.
A bit scary to me. Let's go with a little bit scary. How about maybe gut-wrenching? I kind of felt a little upset in my tummy. Let's change it up a little to lessen that drama.
Yes. And lessen the predominance of a bad feeling.
Yes.
Just say, It didn't feel good.
Yeah.
It didn't feel so good, and I would like to feel better. I want to feel better.
Yes. So what is the next best, almost like baby step, thought that you can go to?
Yes.
You know, on let's just say like the ladder, on a rung. You know, what's mm-hmm. the next rung you can go to that might not be so scary or icky or anger yes. or whatever it is? Yes. Let's just find the next best thing that you're willing to go to. Because I yes. think like we said, when people do these positive affirmations, they're so off that, no, but you can't believe
you don't have access to that yet.
Exactly.
You've got to take the baby steps. You've got to take the vibrational change gradually. It's not going to happen like boom, boom, you know, with practice, but not in the beginning.
Yeah.
With practice, you can get there quicker. Like sometimes I'm out of the vortex mm-hmm. and I notice the contrast mm-hmm. and then I go, what is the next best step I can think yeah. for this?
Yes.
Well, I can appreciate how it's going to push me to expand. But that is with practice. That has been practice. Mm-hmm. Practice mm-hmm. of meditation when I wake up.
Yes.
In the morning to release, to start my day just really calm, to start my day focused on this is going to be a good day. Positive, yes. no matter what happens, no matter what contrast happens. Because right. we can just get swallowed up in it if right. we don't. So we need to just get in the habit of working on feeling better.
Mm-hmm. You know. Right. And it is, you know, it is a, well, I want to talk about the concepts for people who don't understand, you know, you can explain vortex and contrast because, I mean, those are, you know, yeah. specific yeah. words that are used yeah. in the language of understanding. So our vortex is what? How is that described?
Our vortex is our feel-good place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm paraphrasing the best way that I can explain mm-hmm, vortex. Mm-hmm. If you want Abraham's explanation of vortex, go to the website, mm-hmm. www.abrahamhicks.com. Mm-hmm. My explanation is the feel-good place. Mm-hmm. It's where we are aligned with that greater part of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what I learned from them as well. But mm-hmm. it's that greater, see, because we're perfect when we first, from where we come from, we are perfect.
Yes.
We are all perfect anyway. That's the
That's
great
right.
secret.
That's right.
We have all these labels and judgments
right.
and, oh, you're wrong if you do this and you're wrong if you do that. Yeah, guess what, folks? We are all perfect.
Boy, is that hard to keep in our minds, you know, when we come from homes of abuse or substance mm-hmm. abuse or, mm-hmm. you know, abandonment. And I have a lot of folks like that, you know, who say, I'm not perfect. I was told that I was a piece of,
yes,
you know, and that I'm not worthy and I'm not smart and I'll never amount to anything. And,
yes,
you know, so they've kind of unfortunately bought into all these messages. And
yes.
So, you know, finding that higher self within them is
I totally,
sort of tough.
I totally, totally feel you, Doc, on that. And this is what I say about that. I used to say, people used to tell me, you need to write a book about your life. You need to write a story. You need to do this and do that because mm-hmm. I had some interesting contrasts growing up.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I'm not, if I focus on yes. anything that doesn't feel good, I'm reactivating that.
That's
Let me
right.
tell you something. I used to want to hold on to it. I used to want to feel sorry, and I wanted to confront people in my past, and I wanted to this and this and
mm-hmm,
this.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? When I made up the decision that nothing is better than feeling good,
mm-hmm.
that the most important thing in my life is to be happy. And to feel good. When I made up, and you asked me what made me want to do Abraham teachings, that's one of the major things because they say nothing is more important than that you feel good.
Yes.
Yeah. And so now I have adopted that. And I'm going to tell you something. It doesn't matter what happened in the past. Let it stay there.
Yeah.
Let it stay. Why are we bringing forth this stuff that's only going to make us miserable right now? Why?
Exactly.
Why? But when we can choose to be happy, we can choose to say, hey, that happened back there. Right now is where my power lies. Right now. And you're right. Sometimes people don't have access to that, but you always have a choice to change the way you've been thinking.
That's right.
You always do have a choice. Mm-hmm. It's just that the media, a lot of times, focuses on the majority of our world right now would rather focus on feeling not so good.
Yes, exactly.
And people want to buy into that.
Oh, yeah.
But there's,
yeah,
There is a wonderful movement on right now. We are going into a new time, a new paradigm, and people are starting to really like to feel good.
Yes.
People are starting to like to be happy. And the more of us that get on that bandwagon, the more happiness there will be, predominantly, collectively.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. I just want to encourage you out there. If you've had some really bad things happen, things that didn't feel good in your childhood or wherever it was, your marriage, whatever, let me tell you something. It hurt bad enough back then. Don't keep hurting over it.
Yes.
You don't have to.
It
you
was
don't.
An experience. It was a learning, right? Experience.
It
you
was
gotta move on.
Yeah,
contrast.
It was contrast, which contrast happens so that we will expand.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sometimes that's kind of hard to grab onto, but look at it like this.
Mm-hmm.
You can fall down, or a baby can fall down. But let's take the baby.
Okay.
The baby's taking these baby steps. They first start, and they probably lay in there all this time, those months that they're growing, and they're like, I want to get up from here. What's up with that? Oh, my goodness. I want to jump off of this bed and walk.
Right, exactly.
I see them walking around. I'm tired.
That's right. Right? I have no teeth. I have no hair. All I can do is poop and eat, and I'm fresh. Come on. Everybody's walking around, so yeah.
Exactly. Right. So then one day they get big enough and they say, I'm going to do this. And they take a step, and then boom, they fall.
Right, exactly. It's like, whoops.
Okay. And so then they take another step, and they get the, wah! And then they get up, and they take another step, and then they fall again. But they keep on going. You know, the contrast is the fact that they fail. They stumble.
Yes.
All of us stumble and we fall. But we set it up this way so that we would have something to push us forward and expand in life.
Yes.
Look at the wonderful, look at how magnificent we are. Look at the Olympic runner. They start off knowing nothing about finishing that race,
mm-hmm.
and they practice and practice and practice. These are the things that mm-hmm. pushes us forward. These are the things that makes us great.
Yes.
But we need this.
Yes.
I know it doesn't seem like it when we're going through it. I know
true.
When that runner falls and hurts their knee and the doctor says they may not ever run again, boo, but they say, I'm going to run.
Yeah.
Look at Kobe.
Right?
Yes.
He's got the knee thing going on, right? Everybody's saying, well, he's letting Father Time. Did you hear the sports guy this morning? He's letting Father Time catch up with him. Hogwash.
Okay. That's right. Hogwash. Hogwash. We can do whatever we want to do. There's been time and time and time that has been proved in history all throughout when the odds are against people and they go, we can do, but that person says, no, I choose to look at, I can do it.
Yes. And I'm going to heal and get through it to do it. What a great explanation, Shia. By the way, if you just tuned in here, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle and my special guest, Shia Prince Eternal. She studied shamanism for 15 years, and she's a facilitator, executive administrator of the how do I pronounce this? Afrasia?
That's Afrasia.
Afrasia.
And
excuse me for mispronouncing that.
No problem. No problem at all.
The Afrasia Temple of Woman, teacher and life coach, high priestess, ordained minister. And you're a self-empowerment and a self-love specialist, coach, shaman, and motivational, you know, school rallies. And this is what I love is because you are such a great self-empowering teacher. You really do help people to find that within themselves.
Yes.
I just want to go back to the contrast, the idea of contrast. The contrast basically, you know, and you just described the baby learning how to walk and the person who, you know, falls down and has a problem or whatever. The contrast is we learn from the contrast of what I don't want in life because of these things that I've created.
Yes.
And what I really kind of do want to focus on in my life. So when we get the contrast, which is learning through step one, the contrast is what I don't want and what I do want. So we decide what we want.
Yes.
So we say, this is what I want. And we really focus on it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And meditate on it and pray on it if we want.
Well, different people have different ways that they establish, okay, this is what I want and this is what I don't want. But I've learned that the simpler we are and the more general we are, the better. Because yes. then if we focus too hard on it, mm-hmm. then we're noticing when it isn't there yet.
Yeah.
So that's when we need to just release resistance. Because, see, the step two is mm-hmm. we've already, in step one, we've already said what we wanted.
Yes.
We've already clarified. So now step two is just knowing that the universe heard that.
Mm-hmm.
They heard it. They know it.
Just it's relax.
Relax.
It's out there.
Bask. Chill.
We're working on it. They're yeah. working on it.
yeah. They're doing it. They're lining it up so much more perfect than we could ever imagine. We think we need to put the action out there. Mm-hmm. But they're already grabbing that, and they've got it, and they've gone right. with it. They've
right.
gone
with right. it. Because we have so many of these resistant thoughts that, ooh, but what if I'm not deserving? Oh, I want this so bad. But what if, you know, it's like, let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
So step three would be?
Allowing.
Ah, okay. So we just allow time, allow things to fall into place, because we're working on ourselves. We're working yes. on not bringing in all those resistant negative thoughts. We're working on yes. the positive steps to, you know.
Yes, releasing that resistance. Mm-hmm. And, you know, folks, the best way to do that is to be happy. Find every mm-hmm. way you can to mm-hmm. feel good, mm-hmm. to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Just do yeah. whatever that is. Looks like.
Yes. Sometimes, you know, and they say, and I know you say as well, they, the Abraham Hicks teachings, and you as a shaman and self-empowerment coach, you talk about, you know, how to find that. Be general. Let's go general. Let's, yes. you and I look out the studio window right this moment.
Yes.
Okay. You and I came from traffic. We were,
yes.
we're in
yes.
LA, folks, broadcasting worldwide on the number one internet talk station in the world. But we're looking yes. out here the window. On LA Talk Radio, and what are you and I, this is going general. Okay, you and I are coming from traffic. We're kind of, we're coming, we got lots of things to do. There's a lot of energy that's kind of around us, but we're looking out this window. So we're going to go general right now.
Yeah.
So what are we seeing? We're seeing, wow, we got some mountains right there.
Exactly.
And trees outside the studio. We're pretty lucky we're not looking.
We really are. And it's green all yeah. around us. Just green, green, mm-hmm. green everywhere.
So it's sort of like, what can you do to get yourself out of that down place? Go general. Say, oh, I'm going to get myself outside. Okay, so I live in the cement. So I live in Manhattan. So I'm walking the streets and there's nasty people and there's cars honking and they're, you know, or I'm whatever. Or I'm in a, you know, in an urban city that's, you know, it's very tough and sometimes very difficult to live in. And God bless them. It's very difficult to walk around and feel safe. And, you know, how can I find general? Well, let's take a walk and look at the things you appreciate. Like you said,
look at the sky.
Yeah.
Look at the water. Even in Manhattan, even in New York, you can find places that are beautiful.
Yes.
Very, very beautiful.
Yes.
And you focus on what does look good. Mm-hmm. I know people in New York that literally put a garden way up on top of a building.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They're in a flat way
right?
up here.
Yes.
There's no trees around on
that's
the street,
right.
whatever. They put a garden right there. They put some, they plant something.
Mm-hmm.
We can do whatever feels good for us if we are determined to feel good, and it'll get easier and easier. Mm-hmm. But we start with appreciation. Start with little things. I can see, though.
Yes.
I can see.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, I can hear.
Right.
I can walk. I can do this. I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on those things and be happy about them.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe get a piece of paper and just draw.
Yes.
Another
creative.
Thing. Yeah. Create. Watch children.
Yes.
Children are happy everywhere unless they choose to adopt
mm-hmm.
someone else's feeling around them.
Yes.
But if they're following their natural flow, and the younger they are, the more they haven't really started absorbing a lot of negative reactions and responses and to things that are going on around them. But watch them.
Mm-hmm.
They get a coloring book and crayons, and I want to tell you, I have coloring books. I have got all kinds. I have
yes.
Spider-Man coloring book.
Cool.
I've got all kinds of coloring books.
Hey, you know what? You get creative. You go down into your real child again.
Yes.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yes,
Sia.
Because it really
yeah.
is therapy.
No,
it's,
it is.
It's relaxing.
And so is music. And
music,
so, you know, looking
dancing.
At, yes, exactly. And just sort of, and also imagery is really important too. If you
it
can't
is.
See it and feel it or hear it in your now, imagery of someone
whose face, just the face of someone, you go, you remember, like, I remember Grandma, right? Huh. And her sweet face smiling and the little nickname and that sweet little hand and that gentleness.
Yeah.
And that's a happy place.
Yes.
You know, looking,
happy
saying,
place.
Hi, baby doll. I love you. You know? So that's a get me out of my, wait a minute, I'm baby doll.
Yes, and you're baby doll. And remember. Yes, right. Remember your baby doll, no matter what. Yes.
Right. And I know she's looking down on me saying, you're doing fine, honey. Just all
yes,
watching.
She
you know,
is watching.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes,
so wherever
exactly.
we can go to a, and I know it sounds simplistic, guys, go to the happy place, but it's so true. We're getting, gosh, our time's almost out. I'm so sorry because I love talking with you. You're such an inspirational teacher.
Thank you.
I just love your messages.
Thank
so
you.
Where can people get more information about you and learn your teachings?
Well, there's this wonderful age we're in, so we have so many options. So you can call me at 323-439-6333. That's 323-439-6333. Mm-hmm. Sorry. And so you can call me there. You can also email me at laeshea@gmail.com.
Great.
Gmail.com.
Nice.
My website is www.sheaprinceeternal.com.
Great. And we're going to have all this information up in the archives for you tomorrow, so that all you have to do is click on all these things and or give Shea a call if you would wish and get some coaching and
love to hear from you.
That's great. Thank you so much for being
You're
on the
welcome.
Show.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
So lovely meeting you in person, finally, and getting all your wonderful
teachings.
Yes, I just love what you represent, the love and the light.
And I like what you represent. Oh, you're so positive.
Thank you.
It's been a joy.
Thank you so
been
much.
And a total joy.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Well, listen, you know, mutual thinkers, law of attraction, there you go. There we are.
Here we are.
Here we are. All right. Thanks so much also for coming in the studio. It's great to have you here.
I had a ball.
Goody, goody.
Yay. There,
our music's coming up somewhere. There it is. All right, all right, everybody. It's about it. Thank you so much for joining us. And I appreciate you all always listening in and all your emails at docmichelle@aol.com, your responses and comments. Thank you, guys. Keep it here because there's more of the best on LA Talk Radio coming up. Now, as I always say before I sign off, and, you know, it's not narcissistic, folks. It's do take care of yourselves first, and then you'll be great for others. And that's the way it works in the world. Thanks for listening, guys. Be back with more of the best on LA Talk Radio next Friday. Take good care. Bye-bye. Flashing red.